We'll have more on the process later in the segment. But first, how is this political drama playing in the electorate? NPR's John McChesney talked with some voters in California's Silicon Valley.
A recent Los Angeles Times poll found that a slim majority, 51% of Californians, support the recall effort. 42% said they would reject it. To find out more about what people think about the recall, we went to the town of Mountain View in the heart of Silicon Valley. It's a place where over a third of people say that someone in their home has been touched by unemployment in the past 2 years. In our unscientific sidewalk survey, we found much of the same division described in the LA Times poll. Most Republicans we spoke with were unforgiving of the governor's performance in handling the state's economic crisis and its $38 billion budget shortfall. Ruth Thomas, for example, held Davis responsible not only for the budget crisis, but the energy crisis as well.
I hold him responsible for a lot of the Enron issues. I think he directly had a great influence on that. I think when we had such a huge, huge amount of excess money, to be this far in debt is just, that's just awful. I mean, I can't imagine anybody else managing this state like this man has done it. Without listening to the people, he's never accepted responsibility for any problems.
The Democrats, on the other hand, said the governor got stuck with some economic problems he had little control over. Peter Iceberg is typical of most Democrats we spoke with.
I would vote against the recall, so I would vote for Gray Davis.
But Iceberg gave Davis only a lukewarm endorsement. Not surprising in a state where the governor's approval rating has dropped to a mere 22%. Democrat Alejandro Stechler agrees with Iceberg that the state's economic problems weren't created by Davis, but he's not enthusiastic about the governor either.
I think that we should live with the decision we took. It's not that I like Gray Davis, but we voted for the guy. Let's wait for him to finish his term and then, you know, get another guy, you know, next time around. That's what I think.
Republican Steve Hussey had a more complex reaction to the recall effort. He said several weeks ago he felt strongly that Davis should be thrown out, but then he saw how the legislature was ideologically deadlocked over the budget problems.
Then as I started looking into the situation and where we really spend our money here in California, and how he's constrained in terms of his ability to control the budget, it really seems like we ought to recall the legislature, not Gray Davis.
But despite that assessment, Hussey says in the event of a recall election, he will not vote to keep Davis.
You vote for the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He could provide some leadership maybe, or maybe he just rips apart the legislature.
Hussey's lunch companion, Tony Ross, shared Hussey's reservations about having a recall campaign directed at the governor's office, especially when it was largely financed by one man, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa.
If anybody who's elected can be, the election decision can be overturned a year later by anyone with money in their pocket, we're creating a situation of turmoil in our democracy. And whether you agree or disagree with Gray Davis, I think it's dangerous.
Dangerous or not, the recall has caught the attention of California's sometimes lethargic electorate. The LA Times survey found that 70% of the state's voters are closely following news of the recall. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.